You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a very special videographer here today at the show. It's my beautiful wife, Vivian Freed, and she took Uber here today. So Vivian is really going out on a limb and really outside her comfort zone. We're having a great time here with Vivian. And in the last segment, we'll give you an update on what's been going on with Vivian. You all know that she was on Channel 10. We've had some great outreach. Vivian is perhaps the most courageous person I know. Back to residential housing on Miami Beach. We're here with Brett Harris. He's with Douglas Elliman up on Miami Beach. He does a lot of those big deals you read about in the paper to those really famous people. Welcome back, Brett.
Thanks, Jim.
Now, Brett, we were talking a little bit about how these houses that you sell really are a real expression of the person. A lot of the times it's their getaway home. It's what really is where it's a special place for them.
It is.
It really helps them self-actualize. It helps them really project who they are. And with that, that means that they're trusting you to help them find that vision.
Yeah.
Now, you must have a vision too.
I do.
What's yours?
My vision is just the next deal. The next deal, and the next deal, and the next deal.
Well, that's exactly what I had expected to hear. Now, what's your plan for getting more deals?
Just doing what I'm doing. Just, you know, extending my bandwidth out to friends and family and just doing what I do. Just keep doing good deals with good people, and good word travels fast.
100%. Now, we talked a little bit about the Gibbs selling their house and how you made that happen. What's one of the other good war stories you can tell us that gives people an idea about what's going on Miami Beach today?
In regards to what? The deals or foreclosures?
Deals, foreclosures, short sales. What's going on today?
Well, a lot of the assets we see now are priced high. So we see prices coming down, and all of a sudden people are like, wow, they're coming down. Finally, they're coming down. In my opinion, they should have never been that high. We had a good run. We had a good 7-year run. The asset classes are now priced a little too high, in my opinion. And I've got some deals that are going to be closing pretty soon that will open up a lot of eyeballs, and people are going to have to reset their values on a lot of their homes moving forward into 2017.
Well, that's what, by definition, you are, is a market maker. You know, you're going to mark the market.
Sure.
And then once you do that and you've been successful, I would have to believe that people are going to want to come to you for that process, because you know what's out there, you know how to make it happen, and it's really all about helping people find their dream.
Yeah, and it takes time. I mean, the house we're going to go after, we are actually have under contract that may happen next week. You know, we've been watching this come down for 3.5 years. You know, Miami Beach real estate is in a very emotional buy, especially for the sellers. They're so involved in their asset. They're very hard for them to break away emotionally. So until they mentally check out and move out and buy another property somewhere else or move out of town, you know, it's really hard for them to disengage into the deal.
Oh, listen, I brokered only one home sale in my entire life. It just happened to be across the street from the BG home that you sold. Mm-hmm. My college roommate's friends, parents lived in the house for probably 35 years. They had no air conditioning. They smoked all day, mm-hmm. cigarettes all day. And the house was beautiful bones, but a little bit, I would say, 1930-ish. We put it on the market. Three people bid. This is, in fact, how I met Dave Lombardi. He came running in. I'm buying that house. I got the contract right here. Unfortunately for the guy that was there before Dave was right. He pushed him out of the way, and he got that house. And it was my real insight into Miami Beach real estate and what you were saying, because there are still people like your parents. They're still there, and I got to believe people like you know exactly where they are, and they're watching, and they're understanding each circumstance, and when conditions are correct, you'll be able to bring the appropriate person to them, and that's what it's all about, is it not?
Yeah. So for me, that's exciting. That's the exciting part, when I can meet the people and said, you know, I've worked with this agent, I've worked with this other agent, and we just can't find what we're looking for. And I sit there, and we go to dinner, and I'll listen to their wants and needs, and we'll spend some time together, and we'll, you know, I had a client say, I have $8 million to spend. You're the sixth agent. What do you have for me? I said, I don't understand what that means. What do you mean? What do I have for you? What do you want? What do you need? I know this guy had two yachts. They're each 150 foot each. I said, you don't want an $8 million house. You can't have your boats behind your house. I showed him something double the price he bought it. So in a day. So you just got to listen to the client, figure out what they really want, because what they tell you they're going to spend, always add 3X to it or 2X. Or they have a lot more money to spend if they can afford it. They know what they want. They don't want to spend it, but they'll spend it.
Yeah, now that was another point, is the people that are buying these homes, they have the big boats.
They have the big boats.
So what happens when the lot's not wide enough and the boat's a little bit big? Do they put the boat behind it, or do they put it perpendicular? Well, what do they do?
Well, under 100 feet, it's okay in Miami Beach. The islands can handle it with 100 feet of frontage. But anything larger than 100 feet, the draft usually is too large, so they'll have to go to Pine Tree Drive or keep it at the marina. Pine Tree Drive, where the boat show is, has the deep water access, which I've sold 3 or 4 of the record-breaking sales on Pine Tree Drive to two boaters.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah.
You know, I hadn't even thought about the driving force of some of these homes is the boat draft.
Absolutely, 100%.
Sorry, Wanda, I hope you can still hear. Good.
I've had many people buy strictly on Pine Tree Drive just so they can have their boats in the backyard. The house was a plus.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
Wow. And but when they're in Pine Tree Drive, it's just 5 minutes from open water, no?
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, how about the northern part of Miami Beach? How's that been evolving? Because I got to believe that that's, I would say, somewhat of a hidden gem.
You know, it is a hidden gem. I actually live there. I'm a resident of
outing you, man.
I'm in Normandy Shores. I bought my home in 2011. It needed a lot of work, and we did the work, and we're very happy there. It is a gem. It's the best kept secret of Miami Beach, in my opinion. You've got a guard gated island with a city owned golf course. You've got 9 tennis courts. You've got guard gate. It's
open bay
open
view.
Water
open
views
bay view
for under $3 million.
Quick, you know, access to the ocean. No.
So when I moved there, there was one person building a new house. Now there's 10 new houses going up.
Well, how about the lady from Housewives of Miami Beach? Yeah. She's on your street
she
too.
She lives at the end of the street. She does. She's got a beautiful home in the end, Estreveria. And they've done a nice job. There's a home that just went up down the street that I sold in about 11 days.
Wow.
It hit the market for 5.5. We sold it for 5.1. So that's the record for the island.
Gee, I can tell you is that when we go there, Vivian's parents live on that island also. We go by, we see people that are just boot camping there. They have like a boot camp gym. They've got everything. It seems like the most beautiful place. And then when you park your car, you go in your house, no one drives by. It's beautiful.
The city of Miami Beach is making a big push towards North Beach. David Martin from Terra is doing 87 Park. He's putting $10 million into the park. He's going to make it beautiful. Those units are trading at anywhere from $2,800 to $3,500 a foot.
Wow.
Two or three units per floor. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Where's that actually?
87 Park.
Where's that? And high five to David Martin, my good friend David Martin, for that. Yeah. What's going on there?
He's doing really well. He's got a beautiful Pierre Lassoni design project, and it's coming out of the ground. He bought the old Howard Johnson off the Deezer Group.
Oh, sure.
$65 million, and he's building a beautiful project for the neighborhood. Mayor Levine and the commissioners are doing a huge push towards North Beach. They're going to develop all the parking lots on the west side of the park. And it's going to take a little time, but it's going to happen.
I love that area. I love that area. And that Howard Johnson site's amazing because the south side's going to have views forever that are spectacular.
Sandor Scher was recently approved for his Ocean Terrace project.
Good for him.
Him and Alex Blavatnik, the brother of Len Blavatnik, who was behind the Faina. They took down the entire block of between 72nd and 73rd. And
oh, my God.
They're going to do residential with hotel component and retail.
How exciting.
And the neighborhood wants it and needs it.
Oh, my gosh. 100%. That neighborhood is up and coming. And another good thing about that area is that the workforce lives right there. It's unusual for that in Miami Beach at this point.
Yeah. And they just recently approved short-term rentals for North Beach between, I think, Harding and 83rd and 73rd.
So what that really means is Craigslist, Airbnb, you can now put in on a day-to-day rental?
Absolutely.
Well, that means that you can go on vacation for a month and pay for your entire year's worth of rent or mortgage, basically.
It's good things are coming to the area.
It's exciting. It's exciting.
It's an exciting time for North Beach, for sure. They're going to upzone certain areas, and a lot of developers coming in now, and we're going to have new restaurants, new cafes. You know, we've seen it happen in Wynwood. We've seen it happen in all these other micro areas in Miami, and it's just it's exciting because I live there.
Yeah, I can't wait to move in and be your neighbor. My wife is like preening. She wants you and your wife to have a second kid, so you got to move out of your house, and we can move in. Now, we'll be back. I wonder how much more time do we have in this segment? Okay.
You can take two.
Okay, so I want to do this again because this is another great segment for you. Tell me again how people get a hold of you, how they find you, and of course, if they need financing for their home, they can call me.
They can reach me via my cell phone, 305-764-9401. Shoot me a text or call me 24/7, and or email Brett Two T's, dot Harris at Element.com.
And what they get is the most important thing in residential real estate, somebody who knows the community and knows the people and knows them well and understands their motivations and can work that to everybody's advantage so people can achieve their dream.
You have to be able to navigate this market.
All right.
And prices are all over the map right now. And you really have to have a professional who knows what they're doing.
Well, it sounds to me like you do. We'll talk to you again around the corner. We'll again talk a little bit about Miami Beach real estate, what drives people, what drives Brett, and how you and Brett can make dreams come through together. We'll talk about more aspirational real estate, things you can use tomorrow to make money right after the break. Wanda, tossing it to you. Well, I should-